Your vision, your future, your career, your future, your present. Whatever you choose to do with your life is only going to affect you and no one else. Whatever path you choose is only going to be for you, and no one else is going to experience the same thing you're going to experience because your life is different. Hello everyone, welcome back to another episode of Undiscussed with Nabila. I am your host, Nabila. This podcast is all about controversial topics, debunking topics, discussing undiscussed topics and issues, and elaborating on different situations and opinions that affect our society. It is also your one stop for motivation, insight, and advice. And today's topic is gonna be your vision, your future. But before we get to that, depending on where you are listening or watching this from, don't forget to like, share, follow, and leave a 5-star review. Also, don't forget to follow the social media accounts of this podcast to stay updated. For Instagram on the Facebook page, it's at Undiscussed with Nabila. On Twitter, it's at UWNABILA. My socials, Instagram, TikTok, Twitter is at Bela303. That's BEELA303. If you want to get the pics of this podcast or the posters and all, you'll see the Pinterest board link in the description. If you guys have any topics you'd want me to talk about, you can tweet at UWNABILA or UWNABILA or comment on any of the Instagram or Facebook pages posts, or you can message the accounts. Also, all the links I mentioned are in the description. And now, let's get to it. So, let's define vision. The ability to think about or plan the future with imagination or wisdom. Now, this is a question which you hear in job interviews or just randomly get asked, like, where do you see yourself in the next 5 years? The thing is that most people now tend to copy people. I won't say copy, but like, let's say this. You're in high school and your friend is going to study business, okay, in uni. And so you also decide to study business, not actually checking for what you want, but because your friend is also going for it. But then you aren't really thinking about your future when it comes to that. And to think this kind of thing actually happens lots of times, even now, is still just, what will I say? Now, when you don't look at your own life and you just follow what you see other people doing because you feel that, oh, since you're going for it, I'll go for it too. Your lives aren't the same thing with yours. There is a complete difference, and you could actually list it yourself. Their future isn't going to be the same thing with yours. Even twins have different paths in life, which is why you should choose your own path, because it's your vision and it's going to be your future. If you go to a school with your friend and you choose that school not thinking about every single thing, the location, how the school is, the teachers, everything, and you just follow your friend just because you're going for it, it isn't gonna work out the same way for you, okay? If you're gonna be somewhere, you've already decided, but then your best friend isn't, and then you change it just because you feel that, oh, since you're choosing that, it means that will be great, not actually thinking about your life, then in other words, you're actually ruining your future. Because if you do not think about all these things, your path, what you're gonna do with your life, what you wanna do at the age of 20, where you wanna be, then at the end, you will just be confused at some point. Because if you follow a path that other people set for you, or you just decide to follow other people's path because you're like, okay, if this person succeeded in this part, then it means it's going to be the same thing with me. It's just a formula for disaster. You are supposed to ask yourself, what exactly do I want to do with my life? What exactly do I want my future to be like? What path do I want to make for myself? Do I really want to study this? Do I want to go for school for this? Do I want to work at this company? Do I want to do this and do that? And not just follow the societal rules or your family rules or just your friend rules or just following people just because you feel that because they're successful, then you will also be successful too in that aspect. It doesn't work that way. Like, for example, I remember in high school, where, or senior secondary school, depending on where you are and what you guys call it in your country, some of my classmates actually chose some subjects because their fellow classmates chose it too. Not actually thinking about which one's gonna help them in the future for the course they're gonna study or anything like that, and just took it or dropped courses because or dropped subjects because their friends or classmates chose or dropped it, which actually didn't really make sense. Because if you don't think about your future or your life, then who's gonna? Yes, I know we have people who actually tell us what to do, but then it is your life. You need to make a decision for your life. I'm not saying that you shouldn't take advice from people. That's not what I'm saying. Take advice from people. It's good, but take advice from sensible people. The point of this episode is that you should remember that whatever decision you make, it's your life, it's your future. So whatever you decide to take, whatever path you decide to make or take for yourself or walk on, it's gonna affect you, anyone else, okay? Because it's gonna be your life, your consequences, your decisions. So when you are walking on that carpet and going to that place, remember that you're the one who's gonna face the sweetness, the love, the hatred, whatever step you're gonna take. If your friends are walking on a yellow carpet and then you don't decide to choose for yourself which of the carpets you want to walk on, and then you decide to walk on that yellow carpet, not actually looking at your future, then you're gonna get what you think that you're gonna get, right? But then actually it's gonna be different, because you're gonna get something completely different from what you're gonna get. Let's say that your friend is gonna read business or fashion, and then you don't actually think about yourself, and then you go for it. Someone is going to work at this company. You don't actually think about what you're gonna use your life to do, about what exactly you want from this company, what you're gonna get from there, what you're gonna add to there, and then you just go get into the company and then end up getting frustrated. It isn't about getting advice or anything like that, but it's about people understanding that whatever decision they make is going to affect their future. If you decide to follow other people's path and not just make your own, then it's going to end up disastrous. And the thing is that this happens a lot and people don't really get it, because if you follow other people, you do what other people say without thinking about yourself, then it's not gonna end well. I do hope my point is getting across, because I'm trying to explain this as much as I can. For example now. Anyway, wait a minute. Let's take the meaning of vision again. The ability to think about or plan the future with imagination or wisdom. Okay. Let's say this. Let's say you want to become an architect. Where do you see yourself in the next 5 years? Finishing school, getting an internship, or do you see yourself doing something else? The point here is that I really want you guys to sit and think. No, not even you guys. We all need to sit and think and analyze our lives and see what exactly do we want to achieve in our life? What exactly are our visions? What do we want for our future? Do we just want to be following other people and what they do? Or do we want to make our own path and what we want our lives to be? And that is the main point of life, because you need to make decisions for yourself, because it's not going to affect anyone else except for you. You know what's actually the strange thing about society? They'll tell you to do something, okay? And then if it goes south, they'll be like, oh, then why didn't you use your sense? why didn't you do this instead? Why did you follow us? Why did you agree to what we told you to do? It's your life. You should have just taken it. You should have filtered it out. And then you'll actually wonder why you didn't just follow your heart. I'm not saying you shouldn't take advices. I'm not saying that you shouldn't consider. I'm saying that you should think about what exactly you want for yourself, what exactly you want to do, and not just follow other people, or just because someone is taking this path, you decide to follow them just because they were successful in it without actually wondering, do you have the passion for this thing? Do you want to do this, or do you want to do that, or what exactly do you want your life to be? Okay, so I'd love to end this episode by saying that before you make a decision or anything like that, think about your life, your future, okay? The consequences, the blessings, the favor, every single thing will be on you and no one else, because it is your life, okay? So make decisions that you know that will be helpful to you and your future. Think about your future. Don't just follow people because someone is going to a school or going to work somewhere or going to study a particular course, and then you're just following them without actually thinking of what you want to do in life, okay? Thank you guys so much for listening to this episode. I do hope my point actually came across really well. I do hope you guys understood it well. And that's a wrap for this episode. But before you guys leave, okay, do not forget to like, share, follow, and leave a 5-star review, please. Also, don't forget to follow the social media accounts of this podcast. For Instagram, on the Facebook page, it's at _withNabila. On Twitter, it's at @UWNABILA. The links are in the description. If you guys have any topics you'd want me to talk about, you can tweet at @UWNABILA or comment on any of the Instagram or Facebook pages posts. Also, if you guys want to get the pics of this podcast and all, you'll see the Pinterest board link in the description. And let's not forget my socials. Instagram, TikTok, Twitter, @BELA303. That's BELA303. And again, thank you guys so much for listening to this episode and for tuning in to this podcast. See you guys again next week, Wednesday, and every other Wednesday. Goodbye.